Every 30 minutes all weekend long, it's about news and information here at KZRG. We welcome State Representative Charlie Davis into the studio. Charlie, you've been in Washington, D.C. at the White House.
Absolutely. It was a very, very interesting trip. I had a fantastic time, and I was very privileged. I had asked some individuals from down here when the last time a local legislator was specifically asked to go to D.C., and nobody could actually give me a time. They could not remember when somebody was actually asked to go. And it was for a good cause. You know, we want to work on taking care of our veterans and our active duty military personnel. And to get an invite from the White House was an honor for me.
So, I'd imagine so. That's pretty cool.
It was cool. And if you haven't seen any of the pictures on my Facebook page, I took hundreds and hundreds of pictures and posted them. So it's just a beautiful
place.
Saw
the Christmas tree.
The Christmas tree was fantastic. And you saw the video of Mrs. Trump. She did a lot of the decorating at the White House.
Yeah.
And my wife, I texted some of the pictures to her. She goes, oh, so it's real. Because a lot of people think all these videos that the president does is just fake stuff. But
yeah,
everything was beautiful. It was just a fantastic place to be. So even though we were there for business, we did get to see the White House. And we did get to go to all the monuments.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go to the Vietnam Veterans
Memorial. That's very moving. All of the war memorials are just incredible.
Yeah. I went to the Vietnam. I went to the World War II one is just fantastic. I went to Korea. Korea is probably the one that's kind of the most haunting because it shows their life statues.
They have their lifelike.
Men going lifelike that are going through, like they're going through the forest or something like that. And it's pretty surreal. But to sit there and take a lot of those pictures and kind of reflect on what those men and women did to defend freedom all across this globe is amazing.
Did you get to stay at Abe's feet?
I did. Oh,
it's
my
incredible.
Goodness. Some of those pictures that I took, it's just amazing. And, you know, there's a call by some people to tear down some of these monuments because of some things in the past, the history of our country. But, you know, whenever you look at how blessed we are of a nation, you know, it would be a travesty to even think about doing that. So I'm looking forward to going back. Now my wife really wants to go. So I think I'll do this probably in the springtime. But I'll tell you, 10.1 miles, that first night that I got there on Tuesday night, I walked 10.1 miles looking at all the monuments.
There's so much to see.
And I was there for the 2 days. Now, one day was spent at the White House at the Eisenhower Executive Office Building. But 2 days is not enough.
No.
You have to go there for a week just to get a portion of what you really need to
see. Well, the Smithsonian somebody told me it takes a week to be able to see all of the exhibits and be able to take it all in.
Yeah.
And there's so many museums and other things to do. So what was the focus of your trip? Why were you there?
Well, the focus, of course, was dealing with veteran care. You know, and it was really nice of them to ask us. The first time that I know of in history that states have been asked to go to the White House, not just Missouri, but all states that were asked to go to the White House to actually discuss this. And we had some legislators that, because there's no term limits, that had been in the legislatures of other states that have never, ever been invited to go to the White House to talk about veterans issues. So I think that shows that this president is very concerned and very interested in what's going on with the care of our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave us a lot of information. You know, one of the biggest focal points that we talked about was the VA healthcare system. We've seen some things in the past under other administrations that were unacceptable. You know, when you were put on a waiting list for several months and then you died on the waiting list, that's a travesty.
Yeah.
The care is good. You know, a lot of these facilities do a really good job of care, but it needs to be better. We need to make sure that nobody passes away while they're waiting on a waiting list. And I think that's pretty apparent because one of the things that they did under the Obama administration was did the 40-30 rule. If you're more than 40 miles away from a facility or it was 30 days before you could get a procedure done, then you could go to a local facility and get the care. Well, they're doing away with that and they're just allowing the doctors to make that decision. If they think that you need to go to a local facility rather than a VA clinic or VA hospital, then you're going to be able to do that just on the advice of the doctor. So I think that in itself is big.
What did the vice president have to say?
Well, number one, he wanted to stress the thank you for all the veterans that were there. Of course, the vast majority of us that were there that were in the legislatures were veterans. And his focal point was letting everybody understand that there is huge change coming. As a matter of fact, here within the next day, and they They swore everybody to secrecy about some of the things that were going to come out, but there's going to be huge changes to the VA system and some of the VA care. And it's very passionate. You could tell in his voice that he was very passionate about making sure that we live up to our commitment.
Here.
Absolutely positive change.
That's really good to hear.
It was. And it was kind of sad for me because the day before I got to go to D.C., we got notified that Trump was coming to Missouri. And the legislature, we got tickets to go. And unfortunately, I let them know that I was in D.C.
Yeah.
But it was good, even to see Trump come down here and push his tax plan. Mm-hmm. It was good. I think he is focusing on Missouri. Of course, we have a very tough Senate race coming up, Claire McCaskill, and it's probably the presumptive Republican nominee is going to be Josh Hawley. And I think Claire McCaskill is running scared because I think Josh Hawley is going to beat her.
Yeah.
So he's going to spend some time here making sure that we take that Senate seat.
So what did you think of Trump's tax plan?
Well, I don't know all of it.
It's supposed to be helping small business owners and
broad
class.
Picture, as a broad picture, I think it's fantastic. I think government should always take as little of our money as possible. If we can keep a dollar of our own money, whether it's in business or in our personal lives, then that benefits us. So anytime that they can do tax cuts, I think that it is fantastic. Once we get down to the weeds of things, of course, the Senate bill, the House did their version, the Senate did their version. Now they're going to go to conference and they're going to spend the next probably few days of hashing out the difference. But I think it's going to be positive.
Well, I want to talk about this. Today's December the 1st. Now you can pre-file legislation in the House, in the state today?
That's correct. Today
starting
is first
today?
Day of pre-filing.
Are you pre-filing?
Oh, my goodness. My secretary is mad at me.
He gave her quite a to-do list.
I gave her quite a list, and I got a call from the governor's office yesterday that there's a few things that they want to work on dealing with veterans here in the state of Missouri. So it's going to be a very busy year. You know, I don't base a successful legislature on the number of bills you pass. I kind of feel that the less you do, the better, unless it's reining in government or protecting our citizens. But there's a lot of things that I've got pre-filed that help veterans and also rein in and control what the government does with taxpayer money.
What do you think a primary goal would be for next session? What is your goal list? What would you like to see done?
Myself personally, of course, as a caucus, as a body in the entire General Assembly, you know, doing some more tort reform, doing some more legal reform and labor reform, of course. But for me personally, there's been some things that were brought up to my attention from Randy Kaiser, our local sheriff, that need to be addressed as dealing with convicted child sex offenders, because there was actually a suit where a convicted child sex offender was living right next to a school ground, and Missouri statute says that they cannot reside less than 1,000 feet from a school or daycare.
Right.
Well, that's from building to building, the judge says. So even though kids could be playing in the playground right underneath his bedroom window, the judge said it was meaning building to building, which you asked the legislature that passed that. They said, no, we meant 100% that the convicted child sex offender cannot live or cannot be within 1,000 feet of any kids. So we've got
to do some tweaking.
It's just a tweak to make sure that it's property line to property line to make sure that the child sex offender doesn't go after those children. And then I've got some veteran bills. What we want to do is whenever these veterans separate from the military is allow them to come back to Missouri and get a good quality education. And part of that is allowing them to create a business and start up a business. And we all know, those of us that are small business owners, it's difficult sometimes. You have to file all of these tax paperwork. You have to pay all of these fees in order to start it up. So we're trying to rein in all the fees across the state. But for me, as the chairman of the Veterans Committee, I want to try to rein those in so that way our veterans can get out of the military, come here and start up a business. Because we've said this before, veterans make good neighbors, they make good bosses, they make good employees, mm-hmm. and they make good family members and citizens.
Well, Charlie, we appreciate the update this morning.
Absolutely. Glad to be with you.
KZRG News Time, 7:24.